And welcome to the Commodity Trading Summit. This event is brought to you by Timing Research and Trade Out Loud. The event is being recorded and all the recordings will be available as soon as they're processed on the Timing Research website. David Kostbetter and I will be your host today. My name is Anka Metcalf. And before we begin, we just want to remind you that all the information provided today by all the presenters is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any other instrument of any kind. And I'm pretty sure you know by now that trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors because you could lose money. So before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and your risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical. Individual results will vary. You must do your own research and homework and make your own trading decisions. So with us today, we have Norman Hallett, and he's going to talk a lot about commodities today. Hi, Norman. You have a mic.
You're scaring me with all those disclaimers.
I know, right?
I'm not sure I want to do this.
That's too funny. Okay, you have the mic.
Well, thank you, Anka, and thank you, David, again, for allowing me to kick off 2 days of wonderful information. As Anka said, just take my comments as informational, and remember that these whole 2 days are focusing in on commodities, which if there was one word that describes commodities, it's leverage, and leverage can work for you, and it can also equally and sadly for most traders can work against you. So I'm just going to start my 50 minutes with the same wish that I gave my list members and clients for the holiday season. We do some coaching. We do group coaching and one-on-one coaching as well as we have trainings and we offer courses in trading plan, our trading plan, the one that we're focusing on now for everybody is our loaded gun trading plan, as well as what I'm probably known most for, and that's for the mental and emotional part of trading and why that's important. I think you all know that's important and why it may keep getting in your way without really focusing on the mental and emotional. But with the coaching that we do, there are three things that I wish you for 2021. And I'm going to give it to you in a low-tech way. The first thing I wish for you is to keep prescribed losses small. I think this is what I've learned from working with clients, not only this year, but in the last 40 years. And that's if you can keep your trading losses small, you stand eons better chance of being successful. It can, there is some very attractive markets that where we want to increase our trading, our size of our contract sizes and our position sizes more specifically. And you can't let yourself be swayed by the market to veer from your trading plan. And I say keep prescribed losses small because before you enter a trade, you should know exactly what your risk parameters are. Okay, the second thing I want to wish you for the holidays is don't fixate on catching a turn in the market. I think a lot of traders reflect their greed by looking to always catch a turn in the market because they want it all. They want it right from the beginning, right to the end. And as you know, if you've had any experience trading, that seldom happens. So don't fix it. I mean, it's okay. In fact, our loaded gun trading plan can be all about catching turns, but it's not fixated on that. And you shouldn't be fixated on wanting everything. I think somebody told it to me, and I hold it in my head that when I take a small piece of a run and the rest goes without me, I always feel benevolent that somebody else was able to get part of that run too. You can't eat the whole cake most of the time, especially during COVID. Otherwise, you're going to gain more pounds than you wanted to. The idea is that if you fit, it's okay to look for turns in trends and so on, but you're much better off following trends and making your trend your friend. And the third thing I want to wish you, maybe this third thing is something that traders over the decades have reported as the one thing that's turned their trading fortunes around, and some have made fortunes by just turning this around. And it is patience, okay? Letting the market come to you. If there's any one skill that, and these skills are developed as a trader through mental exercises and so on that we offer in one of our courses, but the idea is that if you are patient to wait for your setups to complete, I can't tell you how many times in the last few seconds of a bar forming where you're supposed to be waiting for the close, where the market takes a reversal in those last few seconds and you're in when you shouldn't have been, which causes losses that you shouldn't have had. So those three things: keep prescribed losses small, don't fixate on catching a trend, and have patience to have the market come to you your way according to your trading plan. So that's what I wish for you for 2021. Okay, let me get rid of myself here, at least the picture of myself, okay? And I want to get into what I want to show you today about, I've been trading mostly commodities all my life, and I'm going to talk about building a trading plan for commodity trading, and that means that you may have a plan that what I'm about to tell you can be infused into that trading plan, or if you're looking for a new way to trade and build from scratch and so on, there are certain things that you should be paying attention to. And I'm going to show you one trading plan that we've put together about 19 months ago, and I'm still working with it as it continues to improve more and more. I'm going to show you what that is. But first, who am I? I'm Norman Hallett. Actually, that's 40 years of experience, but don't tell anybody. It's when the year turns, it'll be 40. Worked for Payne Weber for a couple of years. I put it up there because it wasn't what I've been doing most of the time, but they did hire me to raise money for the futures market. I ran a very large option firm in the 1980s called International Trading Group. Left them and formed the Hallett Group, where I managed several million for rich people, and did it through my IB Hallett Commodities. Had a really good run there. But the last really 20 years since 2000, when the corporation was started, the disciplined trader, where I concentrate on the mental and emotional issues of traders and trying to help you to deal with that. About 4 or 5 years ago, we were making traders more disciplined to follow their trading plan, we realized that most of them were following lousy trading plan that allowed large risks and without those prescribed losses that I talked about, didn't have stops like placed in right places and so on. So I decided then to start something called simple trading plans, because my trading plans have always been very simple and almost laughable when you look at the simplicity of it, but you stop laughing when you see some of the results that you can get by following some of these trading plans. I'm going to show you one today. Written several books. I think that one on the green one here, I think is still available on Amazon, as well as I think all of them. This is actually a video, I think, something that I did for Traders Expo. They used to have me start. I used to be the first, just like I'm starting this one. I'm toned down here, but when I'm on stage, I'm running around and screaming and yelling, and they like me to wake traders up, all the engineers in the audience. And I think that's a recording of it. Anyway, I've got some background. I can demonstrate a little bit of and pass some of what I learned on to you, whether you ever join me in what I do or not. What makes a great trading plan? Well, the main focus, again, is to mitigate the risk. Now, you got to take a risk, otherwise there's going to be no chance of gain. And I think that some traders are using such small, have such small accounts that the risk is always a scared risk, no matter how small. So really, unless you're trading with at least, I would say, $10,000 or $15,000 in the futures market, it's always going to be something on your mind, even on the first trade that you take. Although, what I like about commodities now, even recently, for even very small accounts, even I'm going to bite my tongue when I say $5,000 accounts, but I'd rather say $10,000 accounts, is there are micro contracts right now in a lot of the major markets like gold and like the S&P, and there are half contracts in the currencies, which I'm going to show you some today. today. I've been focusing on currencies a little bit for you today because there's been some action there lately. But main focus, mitigate risk. And the ability to take short profits along the way. I think that there are scalpers who like to take short profits. There are others who like to let profits run. But the ability to scale out, to be able to take small contracts and take a few of them so that you can take profits along the way, I think that's part of my definition of a great trading plan. Also, creating a no-risk, longer-term trade opportunity. In other words, when a market starts to go in your favor, when a market starts to work for you and your trade is getting more and more profitable, the sooner you can move that stop from your risk parameter to a no-risk situation where you move your stop to break even or a couple of ticks here and there above or below, whether you're going long or short, the more you can make it a break even on the remaining positions, the greater I believe the trading plan can be. Okay, in other words, it's part of the defense. It's part of the structure of keeping your overall losses small. Okay, and I mean, there's nothing worse than seeing a market go up and then come all the way back and be a loser for you. Clear, simple entrance strategies. You know, I think most traders that I've met want the action. They need a trading plan that gives them trading signals, clear, simple entrance strategies. And because if you don't get enough, if there's not enough clarity and there's not enough signals with that clarity, you're going to be stretching your definition of what it takes to get in because you want the action. I mean, we all want to be something. But again, the patience that I wish for you is going to be a very, very important part. So if you can have a clear, simple entrance strategy and have the patience to wait for the market to come to you, and the clear, simple trading strategy is one that can occur more frequently than some others, then I think you've got a trading plan that I can move, you can move into the great trading plan arena. And of course, clear, simple exit strategies. And I've said for years that, you know, entering a trade is easy. It's the exiting that takes experience and patience and other things. But there used to be a guy, Robert, forgot his name. Robert, he was in real estate, and he said that if you could drop him in the middle of any city in the United States in a parachute if you put $20 in a license and his driver's license, within 24 hours he could buy a property, no money down. I know you all know who that is, but I don't know why I can't think of his last name. But I've always felt that that you could drop me into a trade, and I know enough about simple, effective exit strategies to be able to save the trade or minimize the loss or whatever. So it's easy to get in. The exiting is really where the art comes in trading. Easily customized for you as an individual. And I think that if there's any knock on my book, and there are a few, although you'll see mostly very good reviews on building trading plans. The first third talks about making sure that your trading plan fits you as an individual. This is the reason why a successful trader can hand you their trading plan and somehow it doesn't seem to work for you because maybe it takes too much patience than you're willing to give it. Maybe the trading plan is not clear enough for you and its entrance or exit strategies. You need to be able to customize a trading plan that fits you as an individual. And that can be done in a number of ways. You can take a trading plan and then learn what's good for you and adjust that trading plan, test it, etc. Or you could go through myriads of trading plans until you find one that actually fits you. So you kind of hunt for what's customized for you. But either way, the idea is that the more that you can customize a trading plan for yourself as an individual, the more successful you're going to be, the more it counters the mental and emotional aspects, which is the equal importance to the trading plan itself. And I think as our next presenter will tell you, Jake Bernstein, that the easiest way to be disciplined in your trading is having a trading plan that you've tested and that you can trust and that you believe in. And that can be successful in reality, because what happens is then you can, then it's very easy to follow. So the idea is that you need a trading plan that fits you. Okay. Bonus to a great trading plan is that it's reasonably priced. I think there's a lot of complicated trading plans that require you to have software and so on and so forth. I've always felt that when I offer trading plans, it's something that's more universal that can be easily, again, simple exit and entrance strategies. And you need good support when you have a trading plan. You need, I know that anybody that works with me, whether you buy a small, something large, always has email access to me as long as you don't abuse it. And, you know, got a question, throw it to me. And I'm always surprised how little people take advantage of that. I guess it's because they're totally clear or either that or, you know, they somehow shy about asking questions. But good support when you're trading, especially in commodities, is very, very important. Okay, so a little bit more about risk. Allowing large losses is the number one reason for trading failure, okay? You can't have that gut punch because once you start to lose confidence in yourself, once you move from what I call positive expectancy to some scared form of trading, you're going to be moving in the wrong direction. You start doing desperate things. You start chasing markets. You start what they call revenge trading, which has apparently a lot of definitions, but you know, a lot of forms of revenging. But allowing large losses, you've got to, again, it was one of mine. It's the first thing I showed you when I wished you good cheer, good trading cheer for 2021. Keep prescribed losses small. You got to keep the losses small. And if you take a trade that has a larger loss than prescribed, that's when you get into trouble. Okay, so the second thing about risk that I want to mention is that the fear of large losses is the number two reason for trading failure. In other words, and they're related, of course. One is the corollary of the other, and the idea is that if you took a large loss or you allow large trading losses, then you every time you go to the market, you fear you're going to have another one. You got to stop that conundrum, okay? And if your trading plan is reasonably good, limiting losses allows you to continue trading with positive intention. Again, you have to approach your trading plan with positive intention, with confidence in your trading plan so that you can move through losses that do happen, that are prescribed and that are small, okay, compared to the size of your account. And when I say small, most will give you the parameters of 2% or 3% of the equity of your account, kind of like 1% or 2% myself. Okay, so if your trading plan is reasonably good, okay, it's going to be limiting losses and allowing you to continue with that. There's three types of trading: scalping, swing trading, and position trading. And I'm going to talk about position trading is, although you can do that in commodities very effectively, there are a lot of seniors and a lot of new entrants to the market with COVID that are looking just to trade for a few hours a day. I'm going to concentrate on scalping and swing trading. Okay, now, the advantages of each when you're trading commodities. Okay, the advantages of scalping, generally small prescribed losses because you're dealing with quick in and quick out. In a scalp, you put on a trade and you're looking for a short movement to take a short profit. Okay, traders with limited time for trading can complete trades, which is nice. We coach one person, one trader who's very successful that only has 90 minutes to trade. He's a very successful sales manager in a very large techno firm, and he makes plenty of money. He trades just to have another accomplishment that he, it's almost not for the money for him, but he's got 90 minutes to trade and each day. So he likes to scalp. He's only looking for 4 or 5 ticks per 4 or 5 cents, depending on what market you're trading in his trades, in his scalp. The disadvantages is that the wins are prescribed as short, small wins, so that when you reach chop, and there's going to be chop all markets have a phase where you chop, you got to get through that. But chop can result in chewing up account equities without the possibility of the large gain to overcome it, because in scalping, you're really not allowing for the larger move to overcome what you can lose in chops. So you got to have some very specific parameters when you're a scalper, and there are some very successful scalpers out there. Now, there's a psychological challenge, and I always will talk about that. I want to hit that right now. I could have, you say to yourself as a scalper, boy, I could have had a much bigger profit if I had stayed in. That's the psychological challenge. So what happens is a scalper will start to open up their parameters, and all of a sudden they move to swing traders when most of the other parameters in their trading plan are fit for scalping. So you got to stay within the parameters of the kind of trading that you're doing. So the psychological challenge, again, is that when you take a short profit, you see the market make a historic move, and you would have had it if you didn't take the small profit, you say, well, boy, I would have been much more successful if I stayed in. So the conclusion here is to succeed, you need to plan with a high percentage of winning trades as a scalper, because you're going to your wins and your losses are usually somewhat about equal. I've seen very few scalpers where they're doing anything over 2-1 as far as loss parameters again, or win against losses, two units of win against one unit of loss. Most of them are more in the 1.5-1 range. So you got to have a system that you need a plan that has a high percentage of winning. Let's take a look at the other way of trading from a daily basis, where you're out at the end of the day, and that's swing trading. Okay, let me take a drink of water here. Go ahead, everybody. Let's take a drink of water together. Okay. Advantages of swing trading: opportunity for large gains. Okay, and traders with limited time can complete trades. Again, you're going to be there a little bit longer, and sometimes swing trades can, if it's moving very dramatically in your favor, sometimes you have to take a little extra time, or you get out prematurely from the rest of the move. But you've got to have certain parameters. In several trading plans that I build, you got to be out at the end of the day, no matter how well you're doing in a particular trade, if you're a swing trader, because that overnight risk is just too great. So you have an opportunity for large gains. Traders with limited time can still swing trade and be very profitable. The disadvantage is that you can often give back profits before offsetting. You usually in swing trading, you're letting the top go, so to speak. You want all that the market will give you on that swing, on that momentum in the direction that you've chosen. But many times the market will peak and then come back and take back and give back some of the profit that you didn't take. You can't really think like that, but sometimes you can't help it as a swing trader, especially when you had a big move and all of a sudden you go to the restroom real fast and you have your break even stop, and all of a sudden you break even instead of you come back and the market went against you and took back all your profits but a couple of ticks. So, and sometimes a loss if you didn't move your stop to break even. So that giving back can be a disadvantage. And you have swing traders have a larger loss potential. You know, you're giving back, the initial swing loss prescribed is a little larger usually than in the scalping. And your psychological challenge, you say, wait, man, if I had just taken that profit while it was up there, okay, you had it right, it went in your favor, and then it came back down and you got nothing out of it and you could have had a lot more. Boy, if I had just taken that profit. So the conclusion is you can afford to have a lower percentage of winners than scalping, because you are giving yourself a chance for that big trade. So there are two sides to every type of trading. I'm just trying to give you some of the some of those right here, some of the main ones that I've discovered. So, but really, what if there were a way to combine the benefits of both scalping and swing trading, meaning small prescribed losses, you take gains, small gains frequently, and you have while you still have the opportunity for large gains. And in some way, and this can be the toughest part for any trading plan, avoid the account draining in choppy markets. Okay, so that's what I want to show you today, and I'm going to give you the trigger here of the trading plan that I'm going to show you examples of, because I wanted the second half just to be charts, and that's what it's going to be starting in about 2-3 minutes. This is a candle, a couple of candles, and most of you know candles, but I wanted to be very clear on the fact that in order to stick to a trading plan, I believe that you have to understand what's behind the nature of the candle, what you're looking at. A lot of us use candles, a lot of us don't, but whatever your trading technique is, whether you're using a line chart or a candle chart, you need to know the theory and the understanding by which you built your trading plan on. And I'm going to show you a trigger that I have a lot of confidence in. Okay, this is a two-part trigger, where this candle here represents indecision. Now, in a candle, I'm going to go to the green candle here just to define the candle. When you and in some cases, this candle is white, and instead of red, it's black. Sometimes you have white and black. I like the green and red. Green means that the close during this period of time where this candle was formed, and I'm going to say 5 minutes, because I'm going to show you some charts with 5-minute candle lengths. markets timing. So in this candle, the market opened here and closed here. And that's why we have a green candle, because the market closed above the open during this 5 minute period of time. Open, so the body defines the open and the close. Opened here, closed here, that's why it's green. You have what they call wicks right here, the wicks of the candle. These are trades that occurred. You have your price axis here, of course, and your time axis down here. And your price axis, these are trades that occurred outside of the open and closing range. When the Japanese farmers 400 or 500 years ago were using candlesticks in their analysis, they started the Japanese candles. They felt that the open and the close were the most important part of the, in fact, in many cases, the only important part of this time frame. In other words, it's where the rubber meets the road. What happens when you started that period of time, and what happened at the end? This is where the big decisions are made. Everything else they considered almost noise. So when you have a candle like this, in this particular case, because it's red, it means that the close was below the open. So we opened here, closed here, and we have a very small candle. If you just have a line where the open and close were the same price, that's called a doji. This is a spinner, okay? And what it shows is indecision, where you had the open and the close in the same literally very, very close to each other, or in a case of a doji, pure doji, the same. So when you have indecision followed by something fairly dramatic, especially in comparison with the previous bar, that shows a momentum that may be building in a new direction, okay? Indecision, especially if you have a series of these dojis or spinners, followed by a move in one direction that has some power, a power move. This is the signal, the trigger that I like to use, that we use in the loaded gun. And what it is, you buy right here, okay? We're always buying two positions, and I'll show you why in a second. You buy at the close of this candle or the open of the next candle. I usually put my finger on the trigger on the mouse, and when it's go 58, 59, 60, and the new candle forms, that's when I click the button and buy it at the market in this particular case. The other parameter is the 8-bar exponential moving average. I haven't shown it here, but I want this action to have occurred below the 8-bar exponential moving average, and I want this power candle to drive itself through the 8-bar exponential moving average, okay? Because I don't have time to explain the beauty of that, but I consider it one of the best indicators in the technical space. So indecision followed by decision through the 8-bar exponential moving average, that's my trigger to buy. I put my stop in a couple of ticks below, two or three ticks below the low of whichever candle made its low. So here I would be putting my stop in here for the minimum of two positions. Okay, so I wanted to show you that trigger. I want you to write this down if you would, and then let's go to some charts. For this presentation only, I'm going to show you this simple trading plan called Loaded Gun. If you're interested in trying it for 60 days risk-free, you can do it. You'll be going to simpletradingplans.com. You'll use the code December 22nd, DEC22. That's today's date, because this is only good for right now. This is the lowest price I've ever offered on this, and I'm going to give it to you for today. Okay, so, and there's another bonus if you act quickly on it. It's only $397. This is why I said I think it should be inexpensive for traders to want to try, at least, and own a simple trading plan that I think you're going to see works. Here's a couple of comments, recent ones. This is from Peter Rogers. I'm not sure if you read this, but I'm now using Loaded Gun exclusively. I thought my problem was psychological, when in fact my system just didn't work. I cannot thank you enough. I'll be on the webinar tomorrow. He was on. He's one of the people that we're also now coaching. Here's something from John from a couple of months ago. We get a number of these. Norman, I mentioned that I like to trade Amazon. We're doing commodities today. This particular person trades stocks. I just did one contract, put some quick call. It also works to trigger you into option trades. I was out of both within a few minutes with an $860 profit using Loaded Gun. I have the 8-bar exponential moving average as a dash along my other indicators. It's really helped me. Thanks. So I just went in and included a chart. I get a lot of these emails, and I just want you to understand that you're not alone in trying this. So for this presentation only, the simpletradingplans.com is where you'll go. You'll get the $100 off at by using DEES22. And here's the vanishing bonus. I don't start my next coaching until the middle of next month. So I've got time to work with anybody that wants to try this trading plan for 30 minutes, a quick one-on-one. You and I will get together, and I've got one today, actually. You and I will get together, and we'll have a 30 minutes online to, now this is a vanishing bonus, because once the spots are up, you'll be on a calendar. Once you buy this, you'll get an invitation to go to the calendar and set up your one-on-one with me. But when those spots are taken, I can't take anymore. I mean, I'm only one human being, so that's offering this. We do have others that can help you with this, but I would rather do this with you right in the beginning of the year. So you'll, when you go to this, the page, Simple Trading Plans, you'll see, if it's not there, the bonus doesn't exist anymore. So I want you to move quickly on this. Okay, let's take a look at some charts, okay? And I want to concentrate a little bit on the currencies, although I've been trading a lot of S&P, the E-minis and the micros and the gold and the crude, but the I wanted to focus right now. I think I mentioned it to David that I wanted to do a little bit on the currencies today. Let's look at the 5-minute, and I want to show you a few things on this chart and demonstrate a little bit about this loaded gun and give you a little bit more. I'm going to leave this one till later, but let's look. Let's start with a winner, and I'm going to show you some losers. Not everyone is a winner. There's a couple of losers in here, and I'm going to show them to you. And I think it may. You know, when you see a trend developing, when you try to go against the trend, that's when some of these losers happen. So many of the people that use this are wait for signals that are going with the trend. And although this is a trend in the 5-minute, if you look at the higher time frames like the 60-minute or the 240 or even the daily, it can give you a lot of general trends. Some will only trade with the trend. That's up to you. But I want to show you. Let's zoom in on this one right here. I just want to. Okay, here is a signal that is a winner, and I'm going to show you this loser in a second. Here's the winner, a small body, okay, very small. The open and close. In fact, we have two of them here, which shows an indecision. Now, it's wrong to believe that the market, because it's about to turn. It happened to turn here, but sometimes an equal number of times you're going to notice in the long term it'll just resume where it's going. So this does not tell you that the market's about to turn. It's just saying that the market is hesitant, and now we're in kind of a 50-50 thing, it may look like. So, but we have now, this is the 8-bar exponential moving average, and now we have the power candle moving through the 8-bar exponential moving average, okay? Now, why did I ask you, so indecision followed by a decisive move through the 8-bar, why did I ask you to take two positions minimum? Because I want to treat one as a scalp, and then I want to treat one as a swing trade, okay? So we put two, we sell two here, okay, and we put our stop above, right above here to buy the two back in case we're wrong, okay? So we're short two here. Now, the scalp, when I say prescribed, remember I want that prescribed exit also, and I measure this body here, and then I project that body in the direction I want to go, and I want to take the scalp at an equal length to this body. So I'm putting in a buy limit order on one of those two positions to buy it out here, okay? Buy the first one here. And then I'm going to let the second one move as far as it wants to go. I can't give you all the exit rules right now, but I'll give you a talk briefly about it. So hesitation, okay, followed by a move through the 8-bar exponential moving average. Sell two, stop up here above whichever one is higher, buying one back at an equal distance, equal to the body, limit buy right here in one of the positions. So, and we're following the 8-bar all the way down, okay? And right around this candle right here, we would be taking out our first position in a profit equal to the length of this body. And then as soon as we take the profit, we move our stop from here to break even. Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, the quicker we can get to break even on the rest of the trades, the better. So take your profit here. As soon as that happens, move your stop to break even. Now we're letting it go. We've crossed this is not a reversal signal. Okay. This is almost too big a body to deal with, but we need this body to be at least 3 or 4 times. And I can't get into the difference, but it needs to be, let's call it 4 times. this body needs to be four times the body of the hesitation candle, okay? And it's not. So we would continue here, and right here, we'd probably be stopped out right here of our second position in break even. So this trade resulted in a positive scalp, okay? As we move through, since I got you, here's a losing position, okay? So we buy two here, okay? You got your hesitation, you got your move through the power move through the eight bar, buy two here, make your, put your stop below here, and never really happened. In fact, when you get this, we're reversing our position. So you're not taking a full loss here, down here, but you are reversing your positions. In other words, if you took two here, buying two, you would be selling four here, okay? Which would be offsetting the two, and then also giving you two net short, okay? So here was a loser, here was a winner, okay? Now, this right here, I'm not measuring it. I did this quickly this morning before our, let's kind of skip that one. This may or may not hit the four. Let me just expand this. Okay, let's look at, here we have one that is, again, selling two here, stop up here, and reversal here. Okay, so your second position would have had this profit. First position, again, you're extending, you're measuring this body, you're taking your first position out here, and you're letting the other one ride, of which you have a reversal here. So you're taking your second position and a profit, looks like about equal to the scalp. Here's another losing trade. It's interesting here, if you look at it, that the losing trades are the ones that are going against the trend in this particular case. So here's a reversal again. You're losing here, almost the full loss of the two positions, but not quite because you're reversing here. But then you get a nice ride here, and you would be, I can't describe why about the exit right now, but you'd be out here on your scalp position, on your swing position. So you had two nice trades here. I want to show you this one. This is a small body and then a very powerful move. You have to measure the risk here because your risk is up till beyond the whichever is higher. So you've got to measure the risk and make sure it fits within your 2% parameters. And they work out actually these long about the same as the shorter ones. So you've got a chance to take a nice scalp trade, and you would have right here. In other words, you would have sold two here, you would have measured this, and it would have occurred right in here, of which you would have taken your scalp out on this bar right here, and then you would have moved your stop to break even, of which you would have been break even here. So the swing trades don't always work out, but when they do, they can be big. Here is another trade right here on the short side, of which you would have had a nice gotten your scalp out here. Again, you're measuring the length here, and you're taking your scalp out here, and you're moving lower. There's a lot of our people that use this loaded gun, and they love to see the pure signal. Well, this is the purest of all the signals, a doji, where you have a line here instead of a body. This is total indecision. So this mathematically is infinity times the length of nothing. So you can have a very small body here that goes through the exponential moving, the 8-bar exponential moving average, and still qualify nicely for this. And it also gives you a nice short risk. So here's almost the perfect signal. You've got a nice short risk. You're coming off a doji, and then your power candle is through the 8-bar. Look at this. Now, here's where some traders may make a mistake because it's so small. Let's get a little bit more out of the scalp trade. No, okay, because this is just this is the first power move. The more powerful that move is, the more traders are taking a chance that they could get really squeezed out if they were on the opposite side of this trade. And as they move and they get more and more squeezed, that's how markets run. So you don't have a whole lot of squeeze here, but you do have total indecision followed by, it's giving us a signal, followed by a power candle through. You take two positions here, you take your scalp out here. Again, you're measuring the length of this body and putting your limit sell in here. Then you're moving your stop to break even, and you've got a nice trade here. In fact, it's still in our system. You still would be in this trade even here. Let's see what happens here. And you would have been in this trade all the way up to here. Well, that's a nice, let me spread that out a little bit. I'm sorry. You would have had a nice trade right up to here. And then here's a reversal candle. So you would have shorted two here. Okay. You've got your small body, and love the, we can talk about that some other time. Love the, you know, the shooting star look of this thing. It's not an official shooting star, but you do have a big wick with a small body, which has nothing to do with our definition of a trigger. Small body, indecision, followed by a move through the 8-bar. You're selling two here. In fact, you're selling three because you're offsetting this one here that you had. You're offsetting the final position. So this was a nice big winner besides the little baby scalp that you took. And now you're short. Take your scalp out here of the one position, and you would have been out, actually stopped out here of your second position. I can't describe exactly why. It's a little bit, I don't have the time to do that, but you do, it did give you, even though you got stopped out on your swing position here with a short profit, it gave you another signal here to go short, of which you went short. Okay. You got your scalp out and then the market reversed. You would be buying too long here if you were allowing going against the trend, which is fine. You buy two here. You buy actually three here. Well, let's see. You'd be buying, yes, three, because you would have taken your scalp out. You would have been short one. And then you would have bought three here and to offset. You would have taken a small loss on that second position, on that swing position. But then you would have been reversed again here. Doji. So you would have taken a small loss here on both your positions on this move here. But then look, you've got two nice positions coming down here and the market's still trading. So you're still in this trade coming down. So you can see that what happens here is that the offsets, the what happens is that the trades that the losing trades seem are for the most part offset by the winning scalps. And then what you're taking home are these swing, these second position swing winners. So I think you're going to see that when you test. So what I support you doing is trying the loaded gun simple trading plan and try it for 60 days. I'll hold your money for 60 days. But the more you work with it, the more you back test it and forward test it, the more you'll see that what I've just said is true. And that is that the your losses here, there are losses in every trading plan. The losses here are offset by the scalps that you take. And then you take home the winners is what you do. The big winners like this and here are really where you're taking your profits. Let's look at some other, I like the euro. Let's look at the British pound because that's been in the news lately. And I'm showing you the 5 minutes because it's keeping the risk very small. And when I try to talk to the traders about trading the futures market is let's do things that keep the risk small. Okay. There was one thing I wanted to show you in the other chart. What was that? The euro dollar. And I wanted to show you this right here. Let's move back because this is another, again, I try to keep the trading plan simple. I do keep the trading plan simple, but there is one thing that you can, what you see on the bottom here is RSI. And I use RSI in order to help me to not only look for turns, but also give me an idea of how to position size. I may take three positions when I sell something. In this particular case, you'd be selling here based on what I'm going to tell you. And I may short three here, take my first one out with one measure of that extension body and take a second one out with the second, where double that extension body and leave the third one to run. So there are different ways of dealing with an expanded position other than two number of positions. But I wanted to show you this. This is when you see this divergence, and this is a common thing that professional traders use. They look for divergence in momentum. RSI is, I'm not going to tell you, I don't have the time to tell you what these red and blue green lines mean, but I will say that this is the work of Hema Reddy, who's fantastically a genius about this. She's worked on being a genius. She's done her study and she really knows her RSI better than they. This is her work. But the lines are the same as any RSI that you're drawing. But I don't want to get into what she does, but I want to get into why I'm showing you this, and that is a divergence. You have a situation where you have the prices are rising here. You have a high here, another high here, and this actually did make a high right here. And at the same time, you have momentum decreasing, okay? And I can show you exactly where these points are, but in general, you have a descending momentum and an ascending price. You got to watch for a turn in the market, okay? Now, that may prevent you from taking this signal, right? Well, this is really not, this is actually a signal. You'd have to measure that it's four times, but I would say that this body is four times here. But my point is that even if this did qualify, you may not take it because you've seen a descending, you're already experiencing part of a descending momentum. But even if you did, you'd have a short loss and you would have made it up here. But this right here is a very strong signal for a couple of reasons. One is that it follows the basic parameters. You have a one here and three or four times here. But you also have, when I see candles like this, when I see shooting stars, which are very strong give up formation when the market's going higher, with the descend, I'll only look for three times here. And this is a beautiful signal to go short. You would have had a nice signal here. So I wanted to show you that there are some things that you can complicate the basic rules with. It doesn't complicate, just gives you another screening parameter. And that's okay, that's good. The more screening parameters you have, the more patience you need. And it's the lack of patience that hurt most traders. So I try to build trading plans that have very few of these, although this is one that I believe is very key and very important. Okay, so let's look at the British pound. I was going to show you quickly the pound. This works on currencies. It works on stocks. It works on anything that has a bar chart. Let's look at, again, I want to look at the 5 minute. This is current trading. Doji, when you see that doji, it makes it even more high probability. Again, you've got an infinity move through. I'm kind of joking around here a little bit, but the body doesn't have to be that big to be three or four times the size of the body of the indecision bar. And let's see if you can see that a little clearer. Okay, so you've got a doji followed by a move higher. You could take your first scalp here, and you would have been out of your second one in this area right here. So you would have taken another short profit here. Here is another, I want to get strict with the, here's a very nice straight, here's a doji followed by a move lower. Okay, sell two here, stop up here, take out your first one here on a limit. So you took out your scalp, you move your stop to break even, and now you got the rest of it. Actually, the second one you'd be stopped out at break even, and that's okay. You know, it's okay because you took your scalp. Like I said before, the psychological thing that goes on is I wish you had taken your scalp. Well, you did. And you also, if you trade this enough, you know there's going to be some runs coming, and this is one right here that came. You've got your doji. Okay, and you've even got two of these shooting stars that I like to see also, that gives you a nice signal. These are three indecision bodies, about two small spinners with your doji. This is pretty close to a perfect signal, and it really proved itself out. Selling two here, and look at this, really nice. And you'd be out right here in our rules. So you would have and looking for another signal. This is not a signal. Why? Because this body is too big compared to this body. And don't say I should have taken it, because you shouldn't have, because you got to follow your rules. Okay. I only have about 2 minutes left. So I wanted to just show you real quickly more about this. I wanted to show you where you would go when you go to simpletradingplans.com. Go to simpletradingplans.com. Here's me on stage. Actually, I think this is, looks like I'm singing a Sinatra song, which I have done on stage very successfully. Incidentally, maybe not so successfully, but this is me actually, I think on, this may have been my own symposium that I had with other guests and so on. But it's me talking to a crowd about how can you be wildly profitable with a simple trading plan? I've been interviewed all over the place over the years. When you come to this page, you can read why this particular trading plan works, and do it soon, because you've seen the trading plan most of it in action now. So I think you're going to see. But to get all the rules, you need to see it all. This is going to make sense. Again, why a simple trading plan? More case studies. Here's a couple of the, you've seen enough charts today to kind of be convinced, I hope. Here's more testimonials from people. Here's what you actually get. Actually, the trading plan fits on one sheet of paper, which is true of all our simple trading plans, but I'm premiering this one right now because I think this is the best one we've ever put together. Okay, and here's what you get with it. You get a bunch of nuances. These nuances are things that you can do to adjust the trading plan to fit you as an individual without adding risk. Okay, here's the bonus I talked about, where I'm going to onboard you. We're going to have a Zoom meeting one-on-one where I show you, answer any questions. You get my guarantee, okay, which is 60 days. I don't ask any questions. And here's some more testimonials you can read. But when you get to the checkout, put in DEC22, hit this, and you'll see the coupon is applied successfully, and you'll see this number change from 497 to 397. Okay, Anka, I killed you by 1 minute here. It's 10:56. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Remember my three things: prescribe losses, keep them small, don't fixate on catching turns, and have patience. Thank you, guys. Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody, for spending the time with me today. I wish you the best for 2021.